always fall in love.
That was the one for so many. I love her.
Hey, she loves me back. I love that song. It's amazing. Hit after hit after hit after hit. Luther Vandross. He also did several covers. We want to talk about that. Yes. Hey, coming up, as a matter of fact. One of which that he did, is coming up next. And as a matter of fact, we brought this up on our, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast show last week.
Yes.
We were talking about passing of Burt Bacharach.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Yes.
And I think that prompted Mike to say, hey man, why don't we do, a show covering some of these icons that have passed away too soon, right?
Yes.
And one of Burt's favorite artist, in my opinion, to work with. And I think I saw him, there was an interview with him and Dionne Warwick. And it was something to
one
that,
of the coolest of cool.
Oh man. I believe that she was one of his favorites to work with. I believe he said as much. And I'm trying to remember, I don't remember, word for word what was said in that interview, but I believe he alluded to the fact that he loved working with Dionne Warwick.
I believe it. Yeah, sure.
They had so many hits together.
It was a beautiful chemistry. Yes.
Wow. 70 years of excellence, Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
70 years? And I think he died when he was 94, 92?
Wow.
Something like that, 92, I believe. We're living years.
We're living longer, folks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And this one. And then we're going to play Luther's cover of this song.
And then I would like to come back afterwards, some things that I want to share.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go, folks. Okay. Nope, we don't want to do that. This is what we want.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart, and one of us suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game. When it ends, it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart.
Still in love with me.
Oh, nothing.
chair is still a chair. Even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house. And a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight and no one there. Can kiss good night. Oh, yeah. Yeah. A room is still a room. There's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us can't. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears, but it's just a crazy game when it ends. Pretty little darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. And turn the key, oh, please be there, saying that you're still in love with me. Yeah. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home. There and turn the key. Oh, please be there. Still in love. I said, still in love. Gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby would end me still in love. Are
Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Well, 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 well. Still in love, so in love, still in love with you. Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be. Still in love with me.
Nobody did it better. Nobody did it better. Luther Vandross. A house is not a home.
Yes.
And we played let's see, Dionne Warwick. She was the original artist on that song.
Yes. And I requested we play hers and his together. This is an example of what Luther did to the R&B ballad. He redefined the form and upgraded it and took it to new heights.
Yes.
And when Dionne heard that version, she said, it's Luther's song now.
I remember that.
Yeah. You know, it was just, that was just it. And I thought it'd be appropriate considering the recent passing of Burt Bacharach and all, you know, that we include that there in both versions there together. So, you know, he did that with the music. And I told you earlier that he didn't want to be associated with the bedroom. He didn't want to be called Dr. Love and all this stuff because he felt that his primary objective was to just be the premier balladeer of his time.
Yeah, and it was more like about the art.
Yes, absolutely, which is why he didn't want, you know, mm-hmm. to be associated as the great baby maker, you know. But you know, I touched on
even
this.
Though he's partly responsible, you're okay with it.
Yes. And I touched on this earlier, on how he did not really reach the iconic status that he deserved. And again, as I said, I think had he lived longer, it was going to happen. Mm-hmm. But this is what I want to get to this evening. And I think there's going to be a lot of people out there who are going to say, well, what does it matter? What does it matter? I used to think that, too. I used to think this doesn't matter until recently in getting ready for this tonight's program and such, and with the research that I've done and the conclusions that I have come to, I realize it does matter. And of course we are going to talk about his sexuality. Now hear me out. Just hear me out. I think we're going to it's okay to put it out now because we are at a different point in time now where LGBTQIA is more acceptable to the masses and more open to the society. Luther he was in a strange situation. I told you earlier, questions from people from like 1974 up to 81. How come you don't have a solo record deal? Okay. And I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. it is because he insisted on having complete creative control. What did that mean? That meant He insisted that he wrote his own material and produced his own material. Well, people say, oh, big deal. Okay, you played a song earlier tonight, She Loves Me Back, right?
Yes, yes.
Look through his entire catalog. That is one of the few, very few numbers that has pronouns just out there, shined under the light. The majority of these songs do not have pronouns. Again, going back, concentrating on just the artistry. He said he was about the heart and the romance of love. He did not want a lot of time and energy to be put on that. So that's, so that's the first thing. That's number one. Number two, you have record companies, you have pop departments, you have R&B departments, you have executives in each of those, departments. They have their ideas, especially white executives. Now, I hope you all listening do not think that there are not any white executives in R&B departments and record companies. Because I'm here to tell you, yes, there are. And they have, and even the black ones, they have an idea of how a black male is supposed to come off and how he's supposed to sound. So they will hear what he has written, you know. Well, can you just make it clear that you're talking to a young lady? Now that's another thing. Okay. Three, Luther suffered from an old tradition in the culture of his lifestyle that goes back 160 years. People like Oscar Wilde, okay, Noel Coward, and strange to believe, I mean, I am as open as they come, but strange as to believe, Liberace. Okay.
Amazing.
The other two I get, but Liberace, what are you talking about, Boyd? Get to it. Okay. those three artists, Oscar Wilde, Noel Coward, Liberace, they stayed in the closet because the large number of their fan base were women. Why are you going, Liberace? Why are you going? Because there were little old Jewish women in the 70s, in the early 80s, who were in love with Liberace.
Mm.
And they fantasized romantic relationships with him. Okay. You know, and I'm not being, look, don't text WB. I'm not being a jerk. I'm not being a jerk. Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's just like I'm looking at a Hershey's chocolate bar and I think there's peanut butter in it like a Reese's. But okay. And I'm not making jokes or anything. I'm just, well, anyway, all is in the eye of the beholder. Luther, he falls in that category.
Mm-hmm.
He had so many women that just fainted when they heard his voice, that just, you know, want him. He did not want to disappoint them.
Yeah.
He did not want to disappoint his mother. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. He was very, very close to his mother. I think when Johnny Mathis came out, I think the female fan base, I think it was mixed. Was it WB?
Yes,
I think,
it was.
Yeah, some of them suspected it. Then there were some that were disappointed. And we're talking about black women. And then there were some that were like, I don't care. Okay. But look, this is what we're talking about. When a man is good looking and can sing those songs that tug on the heartstrings of largely a female audience, there's a huge responsibility there. So, why are you talking about this, boy? Why is this such a big deal tonight? Okay, I'll tell you why, and I'm almost done. Have you noticed there was never a tell-all memoir from Luther?
Nope.
Have you noticed there's no unsung episode
Nope.
On him. And do you notice there is no biopic on him?
Nope.
Why? Because the estate, because of that one issue,
mm-hmm.
they're very cautious as far as what to do. Okay.
Protecting the brand.
Yes. And Fonzie Thornton, his best friend and his closest collaborator, sang back up on all those albums. He is protective to this day. I get that. I understand. That's your best friend and so forth. Part of me is like, if it was me, part of me is like, yeah, I don't want anyone talking about me some kind of way after I go. And then there's a part of me that's like, well, I'm already gone. What does it matter? Mm-hmm. But I think it's a respect thing from his end. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you're going to have a Luther biopic, are you going to tell that story without Fonzie Thornton? Think about what I'm saying there.
And what I'm saying is, I don't have a problem with it either way because, again,
uh-huh.
the estate is being protected.
Yes.
And rightfully so.
And rightfully so.
That, look, if you want to come out, that's your business. If you don't want to come out, that's still your business.
But it's connected to the music.
I understand.
Yes. And that's the whole thing I'm saying. And there's nothing wrong with any of this. It's just that if you're going to embrace the music, it's a part of the music. And you see, another reason why with Luther, back in the 80s, you had violent homophobia, okay, back then.
You do now.
And you do now, okay? And AIDS was a death sentence back then. It was sort of at a height that we never saw before in a disease,
mm-hmm.
and now it's kind of under control. So we have different times in that standpoint. The industry during the time of AIDS was not going to support that. Also, if he did, the majority of that culture, which is white, a lot of those white men would have never heard of him. So you had to prove back then that if you were a black artist and you did have creative control, you were a composer and producer, you had to prove to that company that you were worthy to cross over mm-hmm. to a pop market. Prince and Michael did, oh sure, but they whitened their sound. They were zeroed in, focused that they were going to cross over. If you remember, Prince lost, after Purple Rain, he lost a lot of his black audience.
He did.
You know, because he was concentrating so hard on, crossing over. Luther was not going to do that, but he still wanted to cross over. Well, that wasn't going to happen. Now his last hit, Dance with My Father.
Mm.
That was very white. Whether or not he was conscious of it or not, it crossed over, very good. Those white adult contemp and pop stations, they played that, every hour on the hour.
Amazing.
And that's what I'm saying. Had he lived longer, then.
Right. Absolutely.
I'm done.
Be back after this. Superstar.
Woo! I wanna tell you, baby, the changes I've been going through. Missing you, till you come back to me. I don't know what I'm gonna do. No.
and oh, so far away. I fell in love with you. Before the second show, and your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear, but you're not really here. It's just the radio.
Welcome back. Monday Night Madness. Featuring Mr. Luther Vandross.
Yes.
Oh, wow. One of the greatest ballad singers, in my opinion, ever. Oh, and, wow. And he was every bit of the perfectionist.
Oh, here's a story about perfectionism. The song, Take You Out. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's on the, list. It was right before it was about to come out, and there was a rehearsal. This band that he was rehearsing with was a new, kind of a newest band. They, those musicians, hadn't been with him forever, like the previous band, and they were still learning the songs. And that album was about to be released, and, they were doing that song, Take You Out. And then right in the middle of it, he says, stop. Who said movies? Who said, I heard someone say movies. It is to a movie, to a park. It is singular, not plural. We only go into one movie tonight. And then told the keyboard player to start it up and then go. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And someone talked to him afterwards about if he was a little too hard on the backing vocalist. And he said his backing vocalist, they want to be read. They want to be set straight because that is the only way how they're going to reach the level of perfectionism.
Absolutely.
That he is desiring.
So. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree with that 1,000%.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what you want, man. Mm-hmm. You want somebody, you want to, them to be able to understand that, look, we are doing, this is not a hobby. Okay. This is art.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to deliver our best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And tiniest little imperfection is not going to get it.
And the fact that he could hear that.
Yes.
Out of four or five backing singers, you heard someone say to the movies, to a park. No. And all those other voices blending. Okay.
Amazing.
Man, sheer artistry.
And you know, and there are a few artists like that.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was one of those that, Sade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're an artist. You're a fine artist. That they won't settle for anything less.
Prince would stop the band if someone hit a wrong note.
Yeah.
During the rehearsal. And he will look at them. He would say to them, seriously? Mm. That was it. And they felt this small.
Yeah.
Then they started over again. And they did it right that time.
And there was a story that Martha Hyde told me about James Brown.
Uh-huh.
And how you had to have your eyes on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he will find you.
Find you.
Yes.
Yeah. And back then, I think it was like $500 a whop.
Yeah.
Something of that nature. It was a lot of money.
Because when his hands would go out, he was fine. And I asked her one day, I said, did he forget who he was finding? Because you look at him on stage and his hands were just going bam, 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 bam. And he knew who he was finding. I said, did he remember afterwards? And she said, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
didn't even graduate from high school.
Yeah.
But he could count.
Yeah, boy. Money talks.
Money does. Wait for love.
Moses Gunstead and Shaft.
Oh, my God.
Money always matters.
Valentine's Eve, special, folks. Featuring Luther Vandross.
Oh.
Knowing love the way I do.
That's really good stuff.
I can say for certain that it's true. There's a chance for me and you. I surely feel like the time is near. The picture in my mind is very clear. I think love has brought us here. I remember not too long ago, I was just a lonely person.
can't believe I resist. How can I hold out? Where is that girl now? But the truth.
Ease away your fear. It would if only for one night. I won't tell a soul. No one has to know. If you want to be totally discreet, I'll be at your side, if only for one night, yeah, yeah, if only for one night. Your eyes say things I never hear from you, and my knees are shaking too, but I'm willing.
Yes. All right. Hey, we're back. Monday Night Madness on the Buzz, featuring none other than the iconic Luther Vandross.
Yeah.
Hey, want to say hello to another one of my great friends, Dr. Sims. Hey, you like the show?
Hey.
And thank you so much for tuning in. Pauline out there also, on the West Coast there in Southern California. Thank you so much for tuning in, as well as the rest of you. Professor, let me do this.
Yeah.
We'll turn on the camera here.
Yeah.
We played, there's more music than we have time. And so I played a triple play, Wait for Love.
Mm-hmm.
Till My Baby Comes Home, If Only for One Night. All of those are from the same album, The Night I Fell in Love.
Yeah. Big hit album. Very, very big hit album.
Yeah. Where did it come in his collection? Where did that album fall?
That was one of the earlier ones. I believe if you're talking about the epic, CBS epic years, that was the fourth album. That was 1985.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1985. We've got more music, got a lot more coming up. Any comments before I drop the next couple songs here? Anything?
Anything? Any comments?
Yeah.
Just that, you know, going back to what I was talking about earlier, that bit of a diatribe, Wait for Love is an example of really how Luther did not have a lot of quote-unquote relationships. He did not have an awful lot. And he kind of put that in his song, Wait for Love, that it is better to wait for it instead of being all over the place.
Yeah, forcing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got you.